Theo Chesley of Precision Air flew an aerial survey of the smoldering buildings Wednesday morning.
The main processing facility that is located on the dock, about 40% of the structures on the dock were affected by the fire. Looked like it could have been much worse, but the main generator systems, the cold storage, the refrigeration plant, holding area and office all were devastated by the fire. About 60% of the other structures on the dock facility there that did not burn. However, they could have been affected by the heat. Too early to tell.
Limited power and water have been restored to the plant. Chesley estimated Thursday morning that there were over 100 employees there. He said that the winter generator survived the fire. It's powering the cafeteria, but not much beyond that. Chesley said he and other pilots are coordinating efforts to fly workers out.
So basically, anybody with a pulse and air taxi is trying to help these guys out right now. And of course, the wind is blowing about 35 and visibilities are not that great. So everybody's just trying to do what we can to help these people out because they're in a pretty tough situation.
Fisherman Gerald Danielson fought the blaze early Wednesday morning with a group on the beach while boats tackled it from the water. They worked hard for about 2 hours to contain the blaze until the building where the fire began collapsed.
It collapsed in that small area. Couldn't get to that section that was still blazing. Basically, once the wind got to it again, it just spread and we had to basically give up and let it run its course.
No deaths or serious injuries have been reported, and the cause of the fire is still not clear. As of Thursday afternoon, Peter Pan Seafoods has not provided comment. However, Danielson said a representative from the company spoke to the Port Mueller area over VHF radio Wednesday. Danielson also spoke with that representative personally.
They're going to rebuild, and there's new state-of-the-art technology that's available now, and we're going to rebuild with new state-of-the-art technology. Is the plan, is what I was told. You know, this fishery's been around a long time, so I would only hope that they would do that. I'm third-generation fisherman in Port Mueller. You know, it would be devastating if they were just to let this cannery go away and never rebuild.
For this year, Danielson said that for most fishing out of Port Mueller, this signals an abrupt end to the season.
Me personally, there might be a few markets available, but we've had a pretty good season, and I'm probably going to just wrap it up. I think a lot of guys that are duck, same thing. You know, a lot of guys are probably leaving to go home when the weather clears up.
The fire also poses a complication for hauling boats out of the water. A portion of the dock was cut away to contain the fire. Danielson said that some boats that planned on hauling out of the water at Port Mueller may have to go elsewhere. In Dillingham, I'm Avery Lill.